USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says help is coming for small business owners.
Today, the Treasury Department and Small Business Administration announced further details on the Paycheck Protection Program, which was made possible by the $2 trillion relief bill I signed into law last week. These loans will be forgiven as long as businesses keep paying their workers. This includes sole proprietors and independent contractors.
White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says Americans should prepare for 100,000 people to die from the coronavirus.
As sobering a number as that is, we should be prepared for it. Is it going to be that much? I hope not, and I think the more we push on the mitigation, the less likelihood it would be that number.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
You know, you hear the commercials, and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey, to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so we'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
A hotel giant has sustained another huge data breach. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Marriott's confirming a data breach that's compromised personal information of about 5.2 million of its guests. It's the company's second major breach in as many years. The latest one involves names, birthdays, emails, phone numbers, and Marriott account numbers, though the company said not all of those personal details were compromised for every guest. Marriott says notices will be sent to all affected guests beginning next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Justice Department's independent watchdog found the FBI's disregard for its own Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act procedures extended beyond its controversial targeting of former Trump campaign associate Carter Page. The audit findings were released on Tuesday, uncovered a lack of properly documented verifications in dozens of spying applications. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Infectious disease experts from the Mayo Clinic have a warning that cases of COVID-19 are continuing to double. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Dr. Gregory Pullen, an infectious disease expert, issued the warning while speaking on the Mayo Clinic podcast.
On the 17th of March, we had 4,500 cases. Today, we are over 30,000 cases. This is doubling every couple of 3 days. And that's what we've seen in other countries, too. That's why the plea from public health authorities of shut things down now, or we're going to see this continuing exponential increase in cases.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy says a recent conversation with the head of Johnson & Johnson was both powerful and enlightening as the fight to defeat coronavirus rages on.
Obviously, they are as big a dog on the hunt as any to have vaccines at scale, God willing, by perhaps as early as spring of 2021.
Murphy also expressing confidence in the state's many drug companies as they continue to work on the issue.
They are all diving in like never before, proving that it not just takes a village in words, but in action.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.